Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff. Pleased to be joined by Greg Majewski, CEO, the Budlong Southern Chicken. Mike came to me, he's like, this place is great. Chicken sandwiches are having a moment. Everybody seems to be wanting to eat some great fried chicken sandwiches. So tell us about Budlong Southern Chicken, the origin story, and how many locations you guys have in the Chicago area.
So Budlong has been around for 8 years. We're celebrating our eighth birthday. And the thing that's so cool about this brand was that it was a chef-created brand from a Chicago chef. And Jared came in, created something that was so unique and different, and it was Nashville Hot in Chicago before Nashville Hot was cool. They had an incredible success with growing like crazy, and then unfortunately COVID happened. And like so many small business people during that time, they needed help, and sort of opportunity fell in my lap to take the brand and grow it on a national level.
And it's been a huge success.
It has been a huge success. When you have the best, and pardon my language, but the best damn chicken sandwich in the world, it's easy to have great success.
What makes it the best damn chicken sandwich in the world?
So the fact that we do everything in-house. Everything is scratch-made. Nothing is bottled. We hand-bread our chicken to order. It drops in the fryer. It comes out. We use both thigh and breast, and thigh being what truly is Southern chicken. Using a chicken thigh is 100 times better than a chicken breast.
It's the best part of the chicken.
It really is.
Yeah. It's so good. So tell us a little bit more about the brand. What makes it unique? Why is it different from all the other chicken sandwich spots out there?
So when you think about what makes any brand unique, there's really nothing that differentiates branding. You know, everything, and since my Jimmy John's days, you can argue that nothing made a sandwich better except a better product. And what we take great care in all of our brands is that the product has to be better than anything else. No matter how much that costs us, we want to serve what is truly unique and special and something you can't do at home. Or something that, in this case, something that you can do at home because some of the recipes come from my mother-in-law down from the South and from Jared's and stuff like that. These are things that we brought back into the brand. Where else can you have fried cornbread?
Fried cornbread. Okay. I love that.
The biscuits are also incredible, too.
Budlong. The origin of Budlong. What is Budlong?
So Budlong is actually part of, if the history is mind-blowing. There was a Budlong pickle company at one point in Chicago. It was the largest pickle company in America, and there's a bunch of parks and schools and all that named after this family and this pickle. And for whatever reason, he opened up his first store by the park, and it was Budlong Chicken.
Wow. Mike, you've had the sandwich.
I have, and it was funny. I was telling Greg before we jumped on, I had to look back when the first time I had Budlong. And it's been a while, and I'm craving it now as I talk about it. But it was back in 2017 at the Lakeview location, and Budlong had opened one over in the Merch Mart, which was really, really dangerous at the time when I was working over there. So on a weekly basis, I was stopping there. Again, one of the best chicken sandwiches you're going to find in the city. For someone who doesn't know what Nashville Hot Chicken is, what makes it Nashville Hot Chicken?
So there was a lady by the name of Hattie B that created the original Nashville Hot. And all it is basically putting a form of wing sauce onto, and you can either dunk it or paste it or whatever. But the true technique is taking the wing sauce, mixing it with lard, and take your spices and all that, and actually painting your chicken. So you get it, every crack and crevice gets this enormous heat or flavor profile that goes with the food.
There's just something so great about the Nashville hot chicken. It's such a it's a flavor that you feel like you've had before, but it's something so unique and different about it. You know, it's like, is this a wing sauce? Is it a barbecue sauce? It's just its own specific style of flavor.
And that's, I mean, and she created a legend. I mean, she's a legend in this industry because of what she did. And now everybody has tried to compete with her, and ours is as good, sometimes better. But I mean,
I'll say better. I'll say it before.
I mean, I've had both, but I'm not going to insult her. So they are the living legend. They created it. So, I mean, we strive to be like that. We strive to be a little different too. We're not just chicken anymore. We do a Southern fried steak sandwich. We do stuff like that to try to not have a veto vote and truly be who we are, which is our Southern roots.
National Fried Chicken Day is coming up July 6th, I think, if I have that correct. And you guys are celebrating your 8th birthday through the entire month of July, correct?
Yeah, for the entire month, we're giving away our $5 original sandwich. So going back in time to when prices were truly cheap, and you can come in and get our original Nashville hot sandwich for $5 all month.
$5 these days is a steal.
Yep. And because you have not had the food in a while,
yes,
we do want to cater the entire WGN studio.
Wow.
Oh, that's incredibly kind of you. Oh, my goodness.
We won't say no to that, Greg, I can promise you. It's a great concept. I can't wait to try it. What else should we know about your locations?
I mean, right now we have locations in Lincoln Park, Lincoln Square. We're on Hayden Hall, our new food hall that just opened up on Wabash and Van Buren. Opening up in Oswego, and now we have just are proud to announce that we're going to have 15 stores opening up throughout the Chicagoland area in the next couple years.
Did I see there's one in Oak Brook, too? That's out my way. So
Oak Brook Mall has a location now as well.
Okay, so now I don't have an excuse to not
You do not have an excuse.
And it's on the way home.
Well, congratulations on all this success. We appreciate you coming into the studio, and congrats. Can't wait to try it.
Thank you. Can't wait to have you guys. And again, $5 chicken sandwiches.
$5, folks, for a chicken sandwich in Chicago. You can't beat that. Greg Majewski from Budlong Southern Chicken live with us here at WGN. Thanks again, Greg. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Greg Majewski from Budlong Southern Chicken. Can't wait to try their fried chicken sandwich. And we do have an update, Mike, on the 2024 Chicago's Best Beef Tournament. We are into the second round of voting. WGNRadio.com. Check our Facebook page. It's all sponsored by Toronto and Moro Provisions. We thank them for that. And we had a huge upset in the opening round, Mike.
Yeah, and we are hearing about it in the comments of all our social posts. But Johnny's, who was a favorite going into this one and made it to our Final Four last year, went down to Little Joe's in Countryside. And when you take a look at Little Joe's as like social media, they went hard on promoting this thing. So, yeah. I mean,
if you want to win these, you got to go hard on social media. Yep. You got to have everybody rally behind you. Johnny's obviously a powerhouse. I think many Chicagoans would reference Johnny's as their beef spot. So a huge, huge knockoff in the opening round, a big upset. Any other matchups you're watching in the second round,
Well,
Mike?
In the second round, I am keeping an eye on these. There's now two of the five Luke's locations that are still part of it. Again, different businesses, all with Luke's in the name. So I'm curious to see how these other two do. One is going against Jay's, who was in our championship last year, and really interested to see how they do down the stretch. But we still got Mr. Beef, Portillo's. We've got Beef Shack. Beef Shack, who had a huge showing in the first round. Al's, a lot of places that people know and a lot of places maybe you don't know yet are a part of this. And we encourage you all to check out those locations that we have listed on our website and go try them for yourself. That way you kind of know, oh, maybe my favorite place isn't my favorite place now. I got a new one. So that's part of this whole thing, is making sure that we are promoting as much local business as possible.
Eat your way through the bracket. how long does second round voting go to?
Second round voting is going till the morning of 4th of July. So
we got a couple of days here to vote for the second round, and then it's on to the Sweet 16. And big bracket, 64 spots, 32 remain. Go to WGNRadio.com and check our Facebook page to vote through 4th of July morning for the second round. Thanks again to Greg Majewski from Budlong Southern Chicken. $5 chicken sandwiches all through the month of July. Go check them out and be sure to vote on Chicago's Best Beef Tournament, sponsored by Toronto and Morrow Provisions. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. Thank you for listening. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.